Fantasy worlds need heroes like men need to eat and breathe to face down the toughest challenges and dominate the greatest foes, to stand tall and proud against the forces of oppression and proclaim their own strength for the whole world to see, respect, and immortalize. Explore, build, conquer, mastering the craft of meaningful power fantasy. This is the J.M. Coombs Dispatch.
Hello and greetings. It is now May. We've just finished April, and it has been an interesting month. A month of explosive starts and of massive, massive walls. And just like certain computer games we could mention, the only way that you can really break through those walls is by hitting your head repeatedly on them until you smash right through them. But most of all, it has been a month of stops and starts and visitors. I currently have visitors over. I've had visitors over for about a week, and they'll be here for a little while longer. So this may well be a shorter update than usual. I'm grabbing time wherever I can. So previously, the latest DPNSW chapter was released, which I'm very pleased with. We streamed it once again on Twitch. Rather, we streamed the editing on Twitch. And it's interesting because the last time we did the editing on Twitch, I think it lasted about maybe 2 hours in total. This time we did a slightly different process for the editing. Instead of just going through and correcting all the spellings, I actually did a full read-through and changing little bits of plot as needed here and there with the help of Twitch chat. And that resulted in a much longer period. I'm not entirely sure of exactly how long it lasted, but I think it was about 8 to 10 hours. I'm sure someone may very well correct me on Discord about that, but I think it was about 8 to 10 hours of editing, which obviously is longer. And I think, quite frankly, it was probably longer than I actually spend editing most chapters when I'm not on Twitch. This is, I believe, to be a good thing, though, because certainly with the extra feedback that I got from Twitch chat, I believe that the overall end product was a superior one. So in general, I'm quite happy about that. The chapter itself has got a lot of speculation, certainly with the way I ended it on the meeting with RB in the Soul Chasm. I also got some feedback from people in DPNSW chat that they felt that the ending, particularly the plot thread ending with Dobby and Lord Slytherin, felt very rushed and that there wasn't a real conclusion there. I agree that there wasn't a real conclusion for that. And I hope you would have a little bit of faith, a little bit of trust that this is going to be resolved, because it is. In the beginning of the next non-bonus chapter, that particular plot thread is going to be picked up and dealt with. So trust me. Okay, so let's move on. Lit RPG. We are continuing to work on the new releases over the coming weeks. There are still some alterations that I want to make to the very first scenes of the book, and we're going to continue to just work on those until we get it exactly where I want it, because I feel that the start of the project needs to be absolutely concrete, since it laid the tone and a lot of the preconceived notions, or a lot of the promises for the whole book, are going to be laid out in those scenes. Not just for the end reader, when everything is finished editing, because I am fully aware that I can go back and edit that later on. But for those of you who are reading the drafts through, I feel that you deserve to have a proper and at least mildly quality-based reading experience, and so I want to get those early scenes right. I've been brainstorming possible ways to go about those early scenes quite a bit, and I've had a few more ideas, shall we say, and I'm going to be implementing them over the coming weeks. more, stay more tuned for that in a little bit. Now, when Dodging Prison and Stealing Witches starts again, I will not have finished the Lit RPG project. That is a certainty. So what we're going to be doing is we are going to be doing a rotation schedule again, like we did towards the end of last year, during the autumn months. You will recall, if you have been following us for at least that long, that we ran a rotation of two releases of original fiction to one release of Dodging Prison and Stealing Witches. I'm not sure if we're going to be using that exact schedule. We may be. We might do something slightly different. Not entirely sure. We'll have to wait and see how things are looking by that time in the schedule updates. Okay, now let's talk about Dodging Prison and Stealing Witches. And specifically, let's talk about the bonus chapter. Now, a few weeks ago, was it a few weeks ago? Actually, I believe it was a few months ago. A few months ago, I made a promise, or I certainly made a statement on Discord, I believe, that I was going to run a poll about what the subject for the bonus chapter was going to be, in the same way that I ran a poll for the last bonus chapter, which turned out to be the Weasley's side business. I'm not actually going to run that poll, despite what I said, and the reason for that is I've read through a lot of comments on DPNSW chat on the Discord about that bonus chapter, and I've thought a lot about how exactly I want that chapter to play into the overall narrative of the story as a whole, and basically, I kind of know what I want to do with it. I do feel it would be a little bit disingenuous to open up that poll and say, hey guys, what do you want the chapter to be? Only to have the outcome to be predetermined because I already know what I'm doing. I feel that if I ran that poll, I would be lying. I feel I would be giving people like this false sense of choice when in fact it's just not going to happen. So I'm not going to run a poll. I know exactly what I'm going to do. In fact, I know exactly what I'm going to do to such a degree that I am going to tell you what the chapter title is going to be right now. So hype, here we go. The chapter title is going to be This is the House That Floating Interest Built. And for those of you who've been following DPNSW chat very carefully and have a long memory back to, God, I don't know how many chapters ago it was, but it was quite a few chapters ago, I believe, you will be able to spot exactly what we're talking about and probably guess what the chapter is going to be about as well. It should be quite clear. And that chapter, I am planning to have the draft release ready for Sunday, the 19th of May. So that release schedule is boom. You can hammer that one into your schedules as far as I'm concerned. Okay, but now that we've got that unimportant stuff out of the way, I need to talk about something really important. A question has been asked in Dodging Prison and Stealing Witches chat that absolutely has to be answered. You spammed it like crazy, and so I'm going to answer it. And that is the question of, what do I eat? Well, here's what I eat. I generally try to eat as much protein as possible. What I do is I go down to the shops and the Lidl has these big, big packs of protein. It's like 500 grams in one pack, and for a reasonably good price, lean protein, like 95%, no rubbish here, right? And I take that and I cook it in the morning and then I divide it up into two and I make two meals, each with half of that meat in it. I tend to have rice and tomato and baked beans on toast, and that's what I eat. And I also have smoothies as well. Protein powder, banana, milk, berries, kiwi, honey, etc, etc, etc. So, that is the answer to the very important question that Dodging Prison and Stealing Witches chat has been desperate to have me answer. Okay, and very briefly, we're going to wrap this up. We're almost under the 10-minute mark, so this certainly has been a shorter dispatch than previous dispatches have been, but what can you say? It's a slow news month. stream is going to be continuing. We're going to start the next stream. We are going to continue with the streams that we've been having on Wednesday, the 8th of May. And we're going to be doing more readings of Dodging Prison and Stealing Witches for the audio chapter. And the next Dodging Prison and Stealing Witches audio chapter is going to be released with the next bonus chapter draft on the 19th of May. And the next original piece of fiction for the Lit RPG, I'm planning to release on the Sunday after Wednesday, the 8th of May. I'm not entirely sure what the date for that is, and I don't have my calendar open, but you can work it out, right? So we've got Wednesday, the 8th of May. The Sunday after that is going to be the next release date for the Lit RPG project. Okay, and I do believe that concludes the monthly dispatch. Thank you again to all my patrons who make this possible, and thank you also to my readers who make it worthwhile. I will see you all for the next release, which is going to be the 8th of May. Not the release, rather, that's going to be the next stream. I will see you for the next stream, which is going to be on the 8th of May. So, good evening, and I hope you have a good night.
The J.M. Coombs Dispatch is made possible only through the support of our Early Access Patrons. If you would like to learn how to join them, go to www.patreon.com/leadvonee.